Really, we're not having a congressional meeting. I just want to preach for 30 more minutes. Just kidding. Grateful, you guys, to be here this morning. Let me tell you a little bit of what we're doing. Mostly what we're talking about is the impact and the reality of what's happening as a result of the Generosity Project that we've been in for about a year. We started a Generosity Project to grow our kind of financial life together as a community a year ago. It went public in the start of the new year, and we talked about wanting to do a number of things coming out of that Generosity Project. A building addition, as we know, feel like we need more space for hospitality, for formation, for engaging with our community and neighborhood. So a building addition on site is part of that. Local ministry and then expanded ministry connected to our budget. And towards that, in February, we actually started the public phase of what we called the Generosity Project. The campaign was called It's Time. And what we were basically saying, when we started the campaign, we did a financial audit of our church and learned that only about 38% of our church was involved actively in the financial life as our church. What we asked people to do was to take a step. If they're not a giver, to become a giver. If you're a giver, occasionally to become more intentional. If you're intentional, to become proportional. And so what basically you did was said yes. You responded to that, to this Generosity Project. We went from having 38% of our church involved financially in our life to about 64%. Which is incredible, amazing, and we've got a lot of good news to share as a result of that. And so this is what we want to do today. A couple things. One is, historically, we make our budget, like most churches, in December. December is a big month for generosity. It's the end of the year. There's all kinds of reasons for that, but people are often very generous in December. This year, we received our budget on August 22nd. We raised the entire amount of the budget on August 22nd. So I just can't believe it. It's amazing. Previous year, it was December 31st. Last year, we upped it by half the month. This year, we're on August 22nd. Next year, I'd like to be done by February 15th, please. Just kidding. I mean, well, not really, but anyway. I said I'd like that. But essentially, your generosity, the way that you all are responding to Christ, to worship financially, what it's allowed us to do is to then take the money that's beyond our budget and to begin to really think creatively about some of the things we feel like we're being called to. And Jim's going to do have a little bit more detail on the financial package.
It's a great time to be here. And I wanted to just kind of show you a framework of what we're going to do. I'm going to share something that usually is just internal that I've given out here. It's our little financial dashboard. And it's just a way for us to kind of monitor how we're doing as a church. And some of you just love Excel and just think it's an amazing program and love spreadsheets. And others of you just like colors. And so this has both of it for us. So just starting with those who like colors, if you look down to the bottom left, this year is blue and last year was red. And this is just month on month. Like, how many gifts did we receive in February of last year compared to February of this year? It's an amazing outpouring. The Generosity Project started in February. In March, we began to make our commitment. We began to make our move. We began to make a step up the generosity ladder. And so talking about money is one thing. Actually asking about it and actually responding to it is a completely different thing. And so I want to say deeply thank you. For me, giving is very important, but most of the time it's not very urgent. It's very important to me, but it's not very urgent. And I think, oh yeah, I ought to, you know, I got to be doing that, but I want to go to the movies or whatever it is that's in the way of that. And so I just encourage you, wherever you are on that generosity ladder, you know, it's like you can jump on the Royals bandwagon now. You can jump on the Generosity Project at any time. At any time, or you can catch up or whatever. And you know, I don't want anybody feeling heavy. I talked to a guy today, said, we're going to be behind from where we were. I'm sorry. It's like, man, it's all grace and it's goodness. There's great things that can happen out of generosity. And I just want to encourage you to do that. Month over month, we just have a different reality in terms of cash flow. So if you look at table three, it's where the numbers are in kind of the middle, the lower column. Average cash flow for the past 4 months rolling $120,000. So that'd be $30,000 a month above what we're spending just in our budget. Over the past year, $488,000 extra. It works as well for you at home as it does at a church. That's kind of how it works. So that's a great thing. The table right above that is kind of what has been happening. Year to date, we've received over $1 million in the last 12 months. That is new territory for Jacob's Well. Prior year, at this point of the year, we'd received $618,000. So that's a 75% increase in terms of just generosity and giving, and that's just allowing us a lot of breathing room. So our goal is to be disciplined about our budget, to be disciplined about growing it responsibly, still providing the same stuff, but also kind of stewarding that so that we can do the things that we feel like God's called us to. So thank you very much. If you have any questions about any detail of our budget or this, don't hesitate to talk to me. I'd love to talk about it.
Thank you, Jim. Executive pastors rule. Jim rules. Let me just reiterate what he was saying. Because we're that much cash over expenses does not mean we're going wild. We're living beneath our budget, actually, right now. And what we're doing is that money is being saved so we can do the things that we feel like we're being called to do. And so the first thing I want to update you on is the building addition. One of the things that we're in the process of doing is a master plan connected to the building addition. And the first step of that was to hire an architecture firm, which we've now done. We did it about a month ago. It's a firm in town, very creative, called Clockwork. And if you're interested, you can go on their website and kind of see some of the stuff they do. Jim had the opportunity, our executive pastor, to just get a brief glimpse at what they're thinking. And then the pastoral leadership team on Tuesday is going to go down and get a look. What we're hoping for is to have another congregational meeting on December 7th. And at that meeting, we'll present a full conceptual design for everybody to see, look at, with cost attached, and kind of start talking about what next steps will be. So it's pretty exciting, yeah, that we're moving down this road. It's really great. The other thing that we saw happening is we really desired the ability to respond with local ministry impact. Many of you know of our commitment to and relationship with the Rosedale Ridge community and neighborhood. And so one of the things that we've been able to do is say a lot of yeses to the ministry locally that we're doing in that regard. And so that continues to be a really amazing thing. And if you're not connected to or don't know about that, then please ask somebody because it's really exciting news. So I'm going to invite Isaac Anderson to come up, who is both one of the teaching pastors here, but also oversees our Kerygma kind of ministry outreach and global stuff. So Isaac.
Good morning. So related to expanded ministry initiatives, as many of you know, we have been in partnership with a community in the Azalong Township of West Pokot, Kenya, basically Western Kenya. We've been partnering with a community there for 7 or 8 years now. It began when we said, hey, how can we help you or how can we serve you? And they said, you know, we would be grateful if we could establish some more stable water sources in our region. And so we went in as a church with the help of other partners and drilled some boreholes and created some water wells that has created an enormous amount of stability in that region. That was the first phase. We came back and said, what might the second phase be? And they said, education. You know, we have primary schools here, but we don't have the capacity or the ability to send our kids that graduate from primary school to a secondary school. And so we would love help constructing those facilities. And so over the last several years, that's what we've been gunning toward as a community. And we were able to construct the classroom building that's the first building that's going to be a part of a secondary school complex on this site. We were able to finish that in spring of 2013. And now we are looking at what we realized at the time was in order to make the school functional or operational, we were going to also need to have teacher housing because we're going to need to bring in quality teachers from places like Nairobi who are used to a particular kind of standard of living and at least allow them to have some adequate housing while they're on site there. And so we knew that that was going to be a necessity. We also knew, given the way that we had been raising money as a community prior to that, which was predominantly through the Advent Conspiracy, our year-end giving mechanism, we knew that was going to probably take us 3 to 5 years before we were able to have that teacher housing, which meant it was going to be 3 to 5 years during which a building was going to be sitting on site, ready to use, and the kids were still not going to be able to use it, which, you know, would be frustrating. Long story short, as a result of your all's generosity, as a result of the Generosity Project, and specifically this expanded ministry balloon, last month we were able to greenlight $80,000 to finish the teacher housing in the next 12 months. It's a big deal for us. It's an enormous deal for our friends in Pequot. That means that come 2015, we're going to be starting construction. We're in the process right now of developing plans. We're going to be starting construction in May, June, July. We're hoping to finish construction by November, which is going to give us about a month of wiggle room so that they can start January 2016, which is when their school year begins in Kenya. And the school will be functioning and kids are going to have the opportunity to go to secondary school. So it's just an enormous gift, and we just want to say a huge thank you to you all for allowing us to leverage the life of our community in that way.
Thank you, Isaac. So that's good news, huh? I mean, really, it's and that's the gospel, and that's what we're talking about today with holiness, too. And so it's really exciting, and just want to say thank you. And if you don't or are not yet participating, we'd love to have you involved in any way you want to be involved. So can I close this in prayer? Lord Jesus, we thank you for your generosity. Our generosity is always in response to your own. We thank you for the way that you've poured out yourself on us. We confess the many ways money acts like a god in our lives. And so when we worship you, and we worship you with every part of ourselves, we learn that giving to you is an act of worship and an act of liberation, which is a good thing. And so we thank you for that opportunity. We thank you for the way that you reach into every corner of our lives, and all the same places sin goes, you follow and you redeem. And so, Lord Jesus, we worship you. We thank you for this day, and we pray your blessing on us and on the work that you're calling us to do as your people. It's in your name we pray. Amen.